Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Has anyone here heard of the Ivy Lee method? Anyone heard of that? Any business people out there? Okay, well, it's a business principle developed by Charles Schwab and Ivy Lee over 100 years ago, and it has produced some very successful business results, and it was the bottom line of it is basically this: do the most important thing first each day. And though I have never been in the business world, Jesus has been offering this wisdom for life for over 2,000 years. Do the most important thing first each day. Today's gospel passage says it clearly. Seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. When I was baptized, my grandpa made a candle holder for my baptismal candle that hung right above the light switch in my bedroom so that I would know and remember my baptismal identity every time I left the room. Simple, you would think, until you actually step out of your bedroom in the morning, because life is full of worry, just as our gospel passage says today. We not only ask, what will we eat or drink, or what will we wear, but we also ask, will our kids be healthy? Will I find work? Will our marriage make it? Will I be accepted? And on and on and on. And our worries are only amped up with the encouragement of 24/7 media. One of my seminary classmates describes the media culture as having five basic channels, and you know what you tune into. Channel anger, where we learn all the things other people are doing that we should be mad about. Channel fear, where we worry about all the bad things that are going to happen. Channel envy, where everyone else's life, marriage, home look beautiful and good, and we should no longer be content with what we have. Channel gluttony and channel lust, the channels that tell us we can buy our way out of all the problems we face. These are basically across whatever social media or media channel you'll find, one of those things. And of course, we can sit in church and see the folly of these channels. But when we step outside these doors, just like stepping out my bedroom door every morning, it is so enticing to give in to one of the worry mongers rather than trusting God's promises. St. Augustine said that we were made to love people and use things, but sin causes us to confuse these two, and that's when worry creeps in. I once saw a plaque that said, "Why pray when you can worry?" It's a good line, and it kind of catches us. It names exactly what Jesus is getting at in today's words from the Sermon on the Mount. We are worried, anxious people who hunger for God's kingdom, and in our hunger for God's kingdom, we usually settle for things like the internet to try to bring us peace. Jesus reminds us that even the birds of the air and the lilies of the field get what's most important in the kingdom. They neither sow nor reap nor gather up in barns. They neither toil nor spin, yet God provides for them and gives them incredible beauty. It is our baptismal calling to remind one another that God's gifts of the kingdom are God's goodwill for us, and it is our place as beloved children to trust this. Which is why this hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father, is so important. Though the words and tune are awfully simple, if you know anything about the hymn writer Lena Sandell, it is anything but simple. Lena Sandell, who is known as the Fanny Crosby of Sweden for her prolific hymn writing, she's written over 2,000 in all, was struck with illness as a child that partially paralyzed her. By age 28, her sister had died from tuberculosis, her father had drowned, and her mother died of a prolonged illness. She endured the collapse of her husband's business and the birth of a stillborn baby girl who was their only child. Lena Sandell knew heartache, and such heartache could have left her in a tailspin filled with worry. But her hymns proclaim a different story, especially Children of the Heavenly Father, which incidentally is considered the national baptismal hymn for the country of Sweden. It reminds us that God's good will is to give us the kingdom. When the worries of the day try to overwhelm us, remember Martin Luther's words when he was overcome by guilt and worry. He would make the sign of the cross on his forehead and say to himself, "I am baptized." Simple as that. Children of the Heavenly Father reminds us of our baptismal identity and this deep truth to seek the kingdom of God first. A few years ago, a pastor and mentor of mine preached a sermon about how to survive and thrive during times of distress. He recommended that we develop some go-tos in times of anxiety. First, he said, we all need a go-to friend. We need someone who will listen to us, who will give us a hug, who will demonstrate compassion and love, someone who will be a prayer partner for us. And if we don't have a go-to friend, that is what the church is for. The church has so many people here who will listen to us, who will give us a hug, who will demonstrate compassion and love, and who will pray for us. We all need a go-to friend. Secondly, we all need a go-to place. We need a place to go to find peace and solace and listen to the birds of the air and look at the flowers of the field to really soak in the Word of God. It can be a river or a valley, a lake or a forest. It can be Cathedral of the Pines, where I just got to spend an entire week. It could be this beautiful West Campus. Your go-to place can be anywhere that brings you recreation, healing, and beauty. Third, we all need a go-to Bible passage. It's helpful to have Bible passages available so that we can retrieve them in times of darkness and receive their great promises. Today's passage is a great one. Do not worry. Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We all need a go-to Bible passage. And lastly, we all need a go-to song. It's helpful to have a go-to song that reflects our feelings and experiences in life. We've been singing our faith all summer, and we've heard some great hymns of faith. Children of the Heavenly Father happens to be my family's go-to song. We sang it every night at bedtime when I was a child. We sing it at every family event. It was incredibly special when Dr. Anton Armstrong sang it at my dad's funeral. It is a go-to song for our family, and perhaps it's a go-to song for you too. For it proclaims the promise of God simply and clearly. Our lives are redeemed in the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the one who takes away our sin and worry. The one who lets us love freely, the one who keeps us safe, tends and nourishes, holds us and reminds us that neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Unto them his grace he showeth, and their sorrows all he knoweth. Thanks be to God. Amen.